I played a chess match against a computer and lost, but it was no match for me in kickboxing.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I'm not a big fan of boxing or any sport that requires two contestants to beat the stuffing out of each other. Oh, wait, I like hockey, so forget that. Boxers are not known for their humility. After delivering a knockout punch, Mike Tyson said, "It's ludicrous these mortals even attempt to enter my realm." The great Muhammad Ali said, "There's not a man alive who can whoop me. I'm too fast, I'm too smart, I'm too pretty. I should be a postage stamp. That's the only way I'll ever get licked." Well, in his prime, Ali faced a relatively unknown boxer named Chuck Wepner. Nobody thought Chuck would last two rounds, but Wepner took the world by surprise by knocking the champ down in the ninth round. Ali got back up and won the fight, but Chuck did the unthinkable, lasting 15 rounds against the greatest boxer in the world. A young man watched that match and was inspired. He too was an underdog, a troubled kid with a partially paralyzed face. He was expelled from schools and spent time in foster homes. Moving to New York City to pursue an acting career, he scored only minor roles. He slept at a bus station, stayed at a flop house, later joking that it had hot and cold running roaches. But when he watched the Ali Wepner match, Sylvester Stallone had an idea. Back in his apartment, he began writing. In just 3 days, a completed script sat on his desk, the story of a down-and-out boxer without a chance, Rocky Balboa. Stallone sent his script to producers. Nobody wanted it. To complicate things, his wife was pregnant and they had just $107 in the bank. Unable to feed his dog Butkus, he sold him for $40. Then came the call. "We'll give you $125,000 for the Rocky script." Stallone was ecstatic, but Rocky was his story. He couldn't just sell it and walk away. "Let me play the lead role in the film," he said, "and you've got yourself a deal." They said no. A big-name actor would play the part. They offered him $250,000, $360,000. When Stallone held his ground, they finally agreed, but gave him a small slice of their original offer. When they did, Stallone tracked down the man who purchased his dog and bought Butkus back for $15,000. Rocky went into production on a shoestring budget, using handheld cameras, family and friends in the cast, yes, even the dog Butkus. Rocky grossed $200 million, won 3 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, and launched one of the most successful movie franchises ever. But Sly Stallone's personal life was a rocky road. "I was raised in a Christian home," he says. "Then I was presented with temptation, lost my way, and made a lot of bad choices. After 12 years of a downward spiral, I realized it had to stop. I had to get back to basics and take things out of my hands and put them in God's hands." Following the release of the latest Rocky film, he said, "This is a story of faith, integrity, and victory. Jesus is the inspiration for anyone to go the distance." Well, few things inspire us more than an underdog story. Think of Moses, Esther, Joseph, David, the shepherd boy who was overlooked by his father when the prophet Samuel came looking for the next king. But David had the eye of the tiger. He was God's choice to face Goliath and lead God's people. And of course, there's Jesus, who became a man to deliver death the ultimate knockout punch and reconcile us to God. Have you been knocked down? Remember Romans 8:37. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.